You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here with Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right, like the dude just said. And listen, folks, I said it often and I'll say it again. If you miss a segment of the show, you can go to rightsideradio.org and pick up segments of it in podcast format the very next day. If you find yourself driving outside of the radio range of WVNN, just go ahead and click listen live at rightsideradio.org. And you'll be listening to us no matter where you are. If you want to read bios on who Copper or I are, there we are. And just go to rightsideradio.org. We got all our stuff on there. But we are getting a lot of traction on that website, on those podcasts, and I love the fact that our audience is following up on that. So, you know, I'm not going to spend, I'm not going to spend the whole show on Afghanistan, but folks, it is the news story of the decade right now, in my opinion, at least the decade. It's one of the biggest news stories. I mean, when have you heard of the British government censuring the president of the United States? When? Never. I don't know. Since the War of 1812? I don't know. I mean, the reality is this is big doings. If you got NATO allies who no longer trust us, if you got things happening, when have you ever heard of a president who sends troops into harm's way and then waits for 24 hours to come and address the nation? When have you ever heard of a president who says, oh, there's Americans there? Well, good luck, fellas. That's what we're hearing right now. So I've got a story right here in all the paper that I've pulled. I mean, I've got all the paper, but we've got literally the Pentagon acknowledges today that Americans are stranded. I mean, Jen Psaki tried to claim the term was irresponsible the other day, but just today, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed we do have Americans that are stranded. And he went on to say that despite the earlier stance by the White House, the use of the term is basically, he didn't say it's reasonable, but I'm paraphrasing. And he went on to say, right now, I think the tools we have available to us, we're going to use as a U.S. government is going to be more diplomatic, more economic. We don't really see the military role right now in terms of what to do with these Americans who are stuck over there. Well, with what leverage? And I say that, Copper, go ahead and get, go ahead and get clip 13 ready. Clip 13 is Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who I actually played on something yesterday, but he's got a great perspective on this. The guy has got more wisdom than most people who've been in Congress four or five times longer than he has. But he's also got that military background. As a frogman, Navy SEAL. But listen, he makes a point in this clip you're about to hear. We went ahead and burned our leverage by leaving when we did, knowing full well that the Americans were still there. Yeah, go ahead, Copper. I see you got it ready. Go ahead and play clip 13.
And we'll help Americans get out now? Because I don't.
No, and one of the most infuriating things we saw this week was Secretary of State Anthony Blinken saying, you know, we're going to get Americans out. We're going to use our leverage. Well, what leverage? I mean, we barely had any leverage when we had 5,000 troops there these last couple of weeks in Kabul airport. What leverage do we have now? You know, what are we going to sign a mean letter from the international community and say, you know, we're going to be real upset with you, like it's Model UN or something? This is ridiculous. We have no leverage. In fact, we gave them pallets of cash.
It's true. If you haven't heard that, by the way, that is true. We have reports right now that aside from $84 billion in military hardware, that we left behind large pallets of cash? What the heck? I mean, if you can't haul it out, at least burn it. Pallets of cash? You know, I seem to recall pallets of cash being a thing. Where was that? Oh, that was under the Obama-Biden administration giving pallets of cash to Iran. Don't tell me something isn't crazy here, all right? I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I hope you've recognized by now this is what I would consider to be a fairly level-headed, pragmatically optimist show, all right? But pallets of cash being left behind with all of the hardware? What the heck is that? But stepping back to the original point, getting Americans out right now has just been made harder because they know we're not going to do anything. You know, we We want our Americans back. Oh, you do? What will you give us? What do you mean what we'll give you? We just want them back. No, no, we demand certain things. And next thing you know, you're negotiating with a terrorist government. So, what do you do with that? Maybe they're not terrorists anymore. Oh, they're not? But I thought that the deputy director or the deputy commander of the Taliban was still had a bounty on his head under the State Department's guidelines as a terrorist. What do we do with that? I don't know. Oh, maybe we recognize them as a legitimate government. That way we can negotiate, because then we're not negotiating with terrorists. You watch. You watch. It's happening. Copper, go ahead and get, let's see which one this is going to be. Go ahead and get clip 11 ready, because I think that one is going to confirm the same thing that I just said. So recognizing a government, maybe that removes you from having to call it a terrorist organization anymore. I don't know. Play clip 11.
Absolutely catastrophic, which is that the United States government appears to have already given the Taliban an assurance that they will recognize their Islamic Emirate. And, you know, the Islamic Emirate of the Taliban is the caliphate. When it comes to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and everything, we think of the caliphate only as being in Raqqa, because ISIS made a big show about it. But if you actually study Al-Qaeda's works and you see how they've have functioned as a clandestine intelligence organization, their goal has been to send their ideology all over the world. And they are celebrating now. Do you know that some of the most senior leaders of Al-Qaeda, who somehow we couldn't find, we could find that ISIS, you know, a bomb maker, right? We could find the one that was supposedly responsible for that explosion. And we killed an interpreter, an Afghan interpreter.
Go ahead and stop there. She made her point early. That's Lara Logan again on Hannity last night. And she made her point early on in the clip. She said that we're prepared, apparently, to recognize them and identify with them as a legitimate government. Really? Well, great. I guess we can join China then, who's already said they intend to do so too. Because, God forbid, we don't want the Biden administration to be on the opposite side of things from China, right? So we've got China saying last week, or maybe the week before, they intended to recognize the new, newly styled Islamic Emirates, or Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, part of the new caliphate, they call it. And now we're hearing that the rumor is that the Biden administration will soon do likewise and recognize them as a legitimate government. Once you get to that point, then what are we doing with negotiations? Oh, now we can negotiate and pay ransoms and work out things like, you know, economic incentives, because we're no longer dealing with terrorists, because now it's a legitimate government. Well, it's something to think about. But we have no ability at this point to safeguard ourselves in this process. When we come back from this this next break here, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we're going to talk for a little bit. What does this mean for the United States? What does it mean for the safety of the United States? So let's go ahead and move towards that short break. Copper, when we get back from this, I do want to play you one more clip. Something that'll make you think about more than just even losing our leverage to get Americans out. And we know, the president just admitted he knows that there are Americans there, and he left anyway. Jackwagon. I just said that. That was too much. Anyway, Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, just saw a tweet from Governor Mike Huckabee. So true, so true. So right now, by the way, I will tell you this before I read Mike Huckabee's just tweet from the last 10 minutes, I think. But literally, We're already getting stories out of Afghanistan that the Taliban are doing door-to-door executions. Door-to-door executions, not door-to-door arrests, not door-to-door searches, door-to-door executions. And that was to be expected, really, because this is the Taliban. I don't care what the Biden administration wants to say about how they can be trusted now. They are still the same people that did all those things that I saw firsthand when I was there, the devastation caused by the Taliban. And lived among the people for a year. And I'm just gonna tell you, it's deep. And the idea that they're gonna suddenly come in and be different, no, they're not. And does anybody even remember that just 10 days ago, or maybe less, that the Taliban put on U.S. uniforms and posed mocking the Iwo Jima flag-raising memorial? They posed a picture of themselves raising the Taliban flag using the exact same pose of a grouping of men in uniform, but they were wearing our uniforms, our equipment, raising the Taliban flag. They were mocking the United States. Well, Governor Mike Huckabee just tweeted out, what a great point. He says, women are being slaughtered in Afghanistan. Where are the feminists? Comedian singers are being murdered by the Taliban. Where is the arts community? Service dogs have been left in their crates to die. Where is the humane society? Gays are being murdered. Where is the LGBTQ voice? Girls are being forbidden to go to school. Where is the teachers union? I'm just telling you, folks, he's right. Doesn't fit their liberal mantra. It's only good when it fits their narrative. Hey, Copper, so one of the things we have to decide, and I see I've got a call, so I'll get to that one in just a minute, but one of the things we've got to decide is, what does this mean for the future of the United States? What does our own safety mean? And I'm going to get clip 14 ready, Copper. So go ahead and give me the high sign when you're ready on clip 14. But we have to consider that, because this is the place from which the 9/11 raids were planned and staged. And now we don't have the ability to see in, all right? So let's go here to Dan Crenshaw, says a clip 14. Go ahead.
Out now. And worse than that, we have no ability to deny terrorists safe haven. You know, if there's one thing we got for the last 20 years, it was no more 9/11s. And that's not nothing. That's something. And we have no ability. These over-the-horizon ops, these special operations ops that they're talking about, you can't do that with no airfields nearby, with no eyes and ears on the ground. It's a fantasy. And I think America is less safe because of it.
It's going to get...
There you go. There you go. This may very well have made America less safe. And I know that President Biden just finished his yelling at America a moment ago at the, and that's what it was, by the way. You go back and look at it, tell me he wasn't. I think somebody told him, if you stand up straight and squint your eyes and yell at the microphone, it'll make you look tough. No, it doesn't. It makes you look like an angry old man. That's what it made you look like. Get off my grass. That's what it looked like. And, you know, that day when I beat Corn Pop, you know, that's what it looked like. But listen, hey, I got a caller, and there's this one of our regular guys, Jeff from Indiana, is on line three. Copper, I'll go ahead and let's get Jeff in here before we hit that break. Jeff from Indiana, my brother, how you doing?
Doing good, Phil.
Hey, good. What you got on your mind?
Yeah, you know, this is why people should learn history, because history repeats itself.
Yeah.
This is the Jimmy Biden hostage crisis, because that's what we've got now. They're going to have to pay to get these people out. And I just wonder who's going to be our next Ronald Trump or Ron DeSantis or whatever to scare these people and thump them, you know, to, you know, that basically they'll, you know, release these people.
Well, you know,
what it's going to take.
I'm telling you, Jeff, and you know, something I said yesterday, if history's going to repeat itself, I hope it repeats itself in the election cycle, because I said something yesterday that, you know, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan, and we had to bounce back from those years, those just awful years of the Carter administration, which I remember well, and you probably do too. But it took a Carter administration to bring us a Reagan, and that's what I'm praying is going to happen next. But it's going to take all of us getting together and making sure it happens.
God bless poor Jimmy Carter, because I think when Biden and his wife went and met them, I think it was to say, you know, you can now rest in peace knowing that I'm going to be the worst president in your lifetime. I don't think he'll last much longer.
I look at it too, and I can't imagine how he can last much longer, Jeff. I'm pragmatic. I'm an optimist, but I'm pragmatic. I don't see us getting much joy out of the 25th Amendment possibility. because it would take his own cabinet to have to say, hey, we've been propping him up and we've been wrong. I don't think that's going to happen, really. And then I don't think we're going to get impeachment until we can flip the House and Senate next year. That's the only way we can do that. So we're going to have to do that. But listen, man, I appreciate your call. Jeff, you take care. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being out there in the audience, Right Side Ruffian. We appreciate you. But folks, that's where we are. We are sitting in a difficult position. And I'm going to go ahead and probably let it sit for a little bit. When we come back at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, just be aware and sort of plan your time accordingly. I'm excited about this. I've not had a chance to talk to him personally. We've been communicating by text and through a mutual friend. But coming on the show at 4 o'clock is Mike Durant. If you're not familiar, Mike Durant was the pilot of Super 64, one of the Black Hawk helicopters shot down in the Battle of Mogadishu. It became famous for the book and the subsequent movie, Black Hawk Down. And Mike Durant can speak firsthand to what it's like to be, you know, boots on the ground, so to speak, even though he was a pilot, but boots on the ground and not have the support you're supposed to have. Because the U.S. commanders had requested armor, U.S. armor, and they didn't get it from the Clinton administration. They had requested AC-130 gunships, and they didn't get it from the Clinton administration. What a difference it would have made if we had literally had just even one company, or at least, you know, one battalion minus of armor, or at the very least armored personnel carriers, to be of our own, not to rely on international troops, Pakistani armor. That was so tough. If we had had what we needed at the time, would we have lost 17 Rangers? You know, and then soon afterwards, of course, Clinton pulled out. And soon after that, Secretary of Defense, Les Aspin resigned. I don't know if we're going to see any resignations out of this administration, but we should. We should. But Mike Durant will be on at the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up at the 3:30, the 4 o'clock time frame, I'm going to cover down on some stories that, I mean, literally I've got stuff sitting here on my desk that I haven't been able to get to in days. I mean, did you know that there's another backdoor attempt to limit gun ownership? It's happening. Did you know that the state of Alabama has banded together with some other states to try and stop the Biden administration from pushing forward on transgenders in girls' sports? Well, we are. Did you know, by the way, that there are any number of things happening with mask mandates, like the Illinois governor? He's going to mandate vaccines for educators from kindergarten up through college. I mean, there's things happening around the world. I think we need to cover down on a few other things. And so I'm going to try to step aside from Afghanistan and cover some stuff that might be important to you. And then, did you know, and maybe you wouldn't be surprised, to find out that the Alabama Constitution still has racist language in it? I know firsthand it does. As a former state senator, I tried to get some of it out. Guess who opposed it? I'll tell you about that when we come back. That was a hoot. And the amazing thing is, it's still there right now. Yeah. You'll be surprised to find out who opposed getting racist language out of our state constitution. It'll make you mad. All right, folks. Plenty more where that came from. And like I said again, special guest at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We got all of it, right here on Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Here on News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. And you can always, always listen to us live or even follow up the next day and pick up segments of the show by going to rightsideradio.org. We're with you at all times. You are not alone. You are not alone. Phil Williams, Right Side. We'll be right back.